Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Trevor Byrne, and you're listening to Conspiracy Beer Me.
Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And you're listening to Conspiracy Beer Me, the podcast where comedians drink beer and talk about crazy, wild, weird, wacky stuff.
Yeah.
And today we're talking about a very important moment and UFO history, the Calvine incident unmasked. So very excited. This is recent news, and we're very excited to do it. And we're also doing this for the first time with a live recording and with a live audience of patrons. So we're excited to have them there. So if you hear laughter in the background, it's not a laugh track, I promise.
Yeah, and if you don't hear laughter, then don't blame us.
Blame me.
Say hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. So if you're a patron, it costs you a little bit of money each month. But then if you can drop in and see a live recording. And this is one of the reasons why we have the Dudio. And speaking of the Dudio, we share this space with our good friends, the Bop or Flop podcast. And welcome back to the pod, one of the co-hosts, Spencer Bland.
Hello, it's me, Jordan Huggins. What's up, guys?
That's cool. Welcome back.
I feel like a guest in my own home.
Yeah. You look like a big man in a small chair, I will say.
I've never sat over here before. It feels very strange.
You usually the couch?
I'm a couch guy, yeah. Jordan does this chair.
Yeah.
We could have put you on the couch.
Oh, it's fine.
We found it works better.
What, putting you on the couch or the guest on the couch?
The host on the couch.
I like it too.
Yeah. You're the host, kind of a Bop or Flop.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, I do it. Jordan's just there.
He's just there.
He sometimes doesn't even know he's there.
I like how he at least admits. He started to admit. He's like, yeah, Spencer does everything for the podcast. I'm like, all right, cool. At least you recognize it.
Yeah. Thanks for
that's the first stage in acceptance.
Yeah.
Is the first stage of well, we do have something really exciting to talk about, and it's not the Campout Festival happening September 9th through 11th, which we will be at.
Yeah.
So
we were invited, but we couldn't make it.
That's right.
You were.
That's right. We were asked to do stand-up as well. I'm a little on the fence, but I think Dustin's going to do it.
I'm going to do a set.
Yeah.
It's going to be outdoor comedy, which is, as we know, the best place to do comedy.
So here's the fun thing. I don't know Shane. Mm-hmm. Not you. I know you, obviously. Yeah, yeah. But I don't know the Shane that's running this.
Shane Moss.
Yeah. Do y'all have any idea what ticket sales are like?
I don't know.
Pretty good.
That's interesting.
They were pretty good like a month ago.
I mean, it seems like a fun concept.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. And that it's Shikori Hills, right?
No.
No.
Oh, it's not?
It's in Nightdale.
It's the other. It's the other direction.
Oh, I thought it was at Shikori.
No, it's even like 20 closer. Minutes from
it's
my house.
It's crazy.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Crazy retreat center right outside of Raleigh. Well, listen, we have a very important incident to talk about today.
Yeah.
You hear this phrase bandied about in conspiracy lore, but especially in ufology as the
is that a real term or did you just riff that off the cuff?
Oh, that's real. Ufology? That's real.
Ufology, yeah.
Yeah, it should be ufology.
I feel like it should be ufology.
Yeah, it should.
That is the study of ufas. What is that, thing you wash yourself?
Loofah.
Loofah.
You know those are like animals in the ocean?
Yes. I know. That's so weird. No idea, dude. It's so weird.
Can you imagine getting ripped out of your habitat and you're like, my corpse is just scrubbing people's bodies.
God, that is nuts.
I've been trying to work on a joke forever about why people like always hang like seashells and like starfish in their house. I'm like, those are skeletons.
Oh, that is true.
Stop hanging dead things in your house.
That's kind of badass though.
Yeah, it is.
Well, this is what I would say in ufology. You hear this phrase bandied about, the holy grail of, right? And when we say something is the holy grail, I think what we mean is it's a piece of evidence that people are pretty sure exists, but no one's ever really seen or can find. And it's like, if we could just get a hold of this, like the remains of the Roswell crash. Mm-hmm. We know there was a crash
like
in Roswell.
Like the OG one.
Yeah.
The
OG one. Yeah. What is there a new G one?
No, I don't know as much about aliens as you guys. So you say Roswell crash, and I'm like, oh, the one that started everything.
Sure, yeah. That is the one that started.
Yeah, and we know there was a crash. It's just the contents of that crash have been now discussed and disclosed. But people are like, we don't believe you. Show us the actual remains of that craft.
Gotcha.
Or the Red Diaries, which we talked about recently, which is many people have testified that there is an official government book that's updated where people write down the contact that we have with aliens on this planet.
That's fucking cool. Well, I mean, the episode that I did was that guy that came down and was like a White House advisor, and he was an alien.
Thor.
Thor. Yeah. That guy worked for the government.
We're still going to have...
That would be the Holy Grail.
We're going to have the lead singer of Valiant Thor on soon.
Yeah. No way. Really?
Yeah. Dude. Old Herbie.
Yeah.
I'll be in the audience for that. I used to love that band.
Yeah.
And I think one of the other Holy Grails, lesser known amongst the general pop, but very much in the ufology world, is the Calvine incident photos. So these are a series of photos that came in 1990. It's a great story because two chefs were like walking out in the Scottish countryside. They were at a hotel, and I love these names, Pitlochry.
Yeah.
Yeah, a beautiful Highland Pitshaw town.
It's pretty tight.
Yeah. So they're walking. It's near a national park in Scotland, and they're kind of walking down the road, 9 p.m. in the evening.
Okay.
And they hear like that Top Gun fighter jet sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Kenny Loggins started playing.
Yeah. They're like, what the hell is that?
And so then they kind of dive into these bushes, and they see this huge solid diamond-shaped object in the sky.
Oh, this is that thing that was like just released
yesterday. Yeah, I just sent you guys it. Yeah. And I was like, this shit's big deal.
Tight.
No, I'm sorry. They saw the diamond thing first, and then they heard RAF jets fly into the area. Gotcha. And that's when they jumped into the bushes, which is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So because
bushes are not soft. You ever jumped in a bush?
I did back in my Jackass recreation days. I did a lot of jumping out of second story windows into bushes.
Nice.
Would not recommend.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, it does not feel good. Yeah.
Now, this is the part of the story that I think is the most incredulous to me, is that one of the chefs just happened to be an amateur photographer, and he snapped six photographs of this diamond-shaped object that they saw in the sky. Two fighter jets came in, like I said, and these photographs, they took them to like the newspaper.
Yeah.
And they're like, I think we saw like a legit UFO. Mm-hmm. So they took them to the newspaper. The newspaper did what I think now, looking back, is probably what most newspapers would do in this situation, is they called the Ministry of Defense, what's called the MOD, the MOD, in Britain.
That's some Harry Potter shit.
It is, right? Yeah, like Ministry of Magic.
Yeah. And they called them, and then the story just disappeared, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at least officially, there was never, ever, and this became known as the Calvin incidents, right? Incident, because they were near Calvin, Scotland.
Calvin.
Probably Calvin.
Is there an E on the end?
There is.
Scottish listeners, let us know.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody here Scottish?
No.
No. Nope.
Calvin. I think it's, I don't think there's an E there. Calvin.
Yeah, I have no
idea. Try to say Calvine in a Scottish accent. You can't.
Calvine. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you can.
You gotta say like Calvine almost a little bit.
Cow as in like the animal cow.
Yeah.
Or bovine. Calvine. It's cow and bovine combined.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen. Stupid. Here's my point, is the Ministry of Defense took the photograph, they vanish, and for 30 plus years, nothing. And rumor spread, because I think one person, the Ministry of Defense actually had a UFO division for a while that kept official records of these. And someone in there had blown up one of these pictures, and people were like, what is that? It's like, oh, it's from the Calvine incident.
Huh.
And like, so people knew about it, and they were like, we need to look at the original photograph. Like, we need to see these original photographs.
Because there was a photocopy of it, and it just was like, you basically just saw the black shapes, like the black outline. So you knew there was something in the sky, but you never saw it.
So that photo that was released yesterday or two days ago, it looks like it's daytime. So I'm assuming they had done
it's
a lot
9,
of that.
9 p.m.
Yeah, but they're very north, and the more north you go, the lighter
it's dusk. And it's August. So
dusk.
They don't have daylight savings over there. So.
Yeah.
Dusk. Would you say dusk?
Yeah.
Husky.
I don't know. What time does it get dark in Scotland in August?
I don't know. Listeners, tell us.
Scottish listeners. Scottish. One guy's got a lot of work to do this episode.
He's like, man.
These guys are asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, we're going to have to give him a credit.
Dinner. I can't come to dinner, wife. I
got to watch the sky.
I'm researching the sun.
Okay, so so what happened was is that we, as we've mentioned, there's an article that came out that was written by a pretty respected UFO researcher who knew of the incident. He had sort of said, I'd never would ever get to see these photographs, kind of written it off. And he reached out to a guy who was the had spoken to the young men the night of the incident. And he goes to his office, and the guy was like, I've been waiting 32 years for someone to ask me about this.
That's an Irish accent.
Oh, was it? Well, this guy
could have been Irish.
It could have been.
Well, we're known for our quality of accents here, so we got to do this right.
If you're asking me to get the subtleties between Ireland and Scotland.
You bring that up, you're like, oh, say, I've been waiting 30 years for you to walk into my office.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, Mike, been Scotland. Waiting for 30 years for someone to come in and throw another shrimp. Apparently, they don't throw shrimp on the Barbie down
there. No, that's a totally made up thing.
Yeah, you got to put them on skewers.
Yeah, they don't throw.
They'll fall through the cracks. That's just dumb.
They don't even have a Barbie. They don't even call it the Barbie.
They don't?
I don't think
what
so.
The hell's you can't a cook over melted plastic, dude.
Yeah,
it's yeah, that's whack. You can. You get real high.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, he, you know, got a picture, got these pictures. The Ministry of Defense basically took the story, took statements, made a file, buried the file, marked it, you know, secret. And we
found him in Trump's residence.
But then this guy, who was this retired RAF officer who spoke to these guys, he kept a copy of one of these photos. And that photo was just released. Mm-hmm. And the photos, I think, from what I understand, the differences between the six photos are very subtle. Because I think the guy was just, as fast as he could. And this one clearly shows the diamond-shaped object. There's one of the two fighter jets. One of the photos shows both of them.
It's a little tiny boy.
Yeah. And that's a Harrier jet. So those are the ones that take off and land vertically. So they're pretty big jets.
They got to shave them before they fly.
Yeah.
And officially, the MOD has released a statement, but it is a very generic statement, which is, having looked at the photographs, no definite conclusions reached regarding large diamond-shaped object. Confident the jet aircraft is a Harrier. Mm-hmm. Have no records of Harriers operating in location at stated date time. No other reports received by MOD of unusual air activity or sightings at location date time.
Weird. So they're just denying it.
Yeah, they're just saying we don't know, which I think is bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's a 100-foot diamond-shaped object in your airspace. And you're like, yeah, we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
No idea.
Well, I mean, it may not have appeared on radar, and maybe they just had visual, like, confirmation, you know? So maybe they're like, we never saw anything on a radar. That gives them plausible deniability. Also, Harrier jets. I mean, we had the U.S. had Air Force and Navy jets in the area, I'm sure. Could have been one of ours.
It could have been. We wouldn't hold that thought. Now, I should say, one of the things that's important is whenever you have a footage of a Bigfoot, UFO, photograph, anything.
It's got to be grainy.
And this one is not grainy. This is a...
I would say it's pretty grainy, in my opinion.
What do you want? You want 4G here?
Dude, I want...
Like, I mean, it's better than an iPhone.
I saw he sent the article, and I... Yeah. Oh, wait, that's way better than I've seen. The one I saw was in the... Hold on, let me see that.
Oh, that's the recreation.
Oh, God damn it.
No, that's... People,
that's fucking tight.
The recreation's pretty fucking close to the actual photo.
No, but here's the thing. People have gone into the original photo now and done all sorts of work to enhance it.
Like retouched it and stuff?
Retouched it. No pixels added is what people say. Everyone that I've seen has showed a version of it. Like, I did not add any pixels to this.
Okay, this is dumb, but do you want to know? I don't want to give a theory, but like, do you want to know my reaction the first time I saw it?
Do you think it was island in water?
No, dude. I thought it was the ghost from Star Wars.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's a deep, I don't know, it's the Star Wars Rebels, which is an animated series.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never watched Rebels, but yeah.
It's very good if you want to dive into the Star Wars lore, but it's like, I saw that and I was like, oh, that's just a galaxy a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. They just jumped into our timeline, which also possible.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Well, the what I was going to say is that I think it's a pretty good photo.
Yeah.
The chain of custody on it's pretty good. The guy who got it from the man who had it stored for 30 years, he took it to Andrew Robertson, who is a senior lecturer of photography at Sheffield Hallam University.
Oh, yeah. He was in the article talking
about it. And he analyzed it and said it is he believes it to be genuine, not a hoax. He's like, the only way it could be a hoax is a very complicated, sophisticated hoax that two guys working in, as chefs in a hotel in 1990 would not.
Well, yeah, he was like, I think he said it's like there's no way they would have had access to the funds to afford
the photo
manipulation at that time or whatever.
I mean, nowadays I'm even more skeptical because of how easy it is to fake things in a photo.
Oh, yeah.
But in 1990.
Literally yesterday, like they were, what, there was a picture going around of the judge that's prosecuting the Trump stuff. There's a photo of him with Ghislaine. And it's photoshopped and now, but now it's. Fucking Fox News. Fox News shared it.
Yeah.
And then right afterwards, they were like, oh, so sorry. This is a Photoshop picture.
Have you seen the photo?
He's eating Cheetos and drinking Tito's.
Yeah, he's like got her like foot on his chest or something.
It's so
fake. It's like the Where's Waldo. They're just putting him all over. Like,
he's so funny.
A plane with just the Cheetos. And they're like, I mean, it's really awesome.
This guy was having a time, allegedly.
Say what you want about the Q world, but they're just better at this stuff.
They know how to make memes, man. I'll give them that.
They're really good with it. Well, he's not at this point the only photographic expert who's looked at it. Everyone who's looked at it has said, by all accounts, this looks like a genuine photo. We don't see any of the hallmarks of a fake from the 1990s. Like it's a genuine object in front of the camera, and so we now have in our possession, at least in the zeitgeist, this holy grail of UFO lore. And we're sort of, in my mind, because it's a legit photograph, you're sort of forced to reckon with the big question, which is, what is this
thing? Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you that, and Shane, you snuck it in there, but one of the common theories to dismiss this is that there was a body of water, and this was a reflection off that water, like an island in the lake, and that's what you're seeing.
Fatima Morgana, which I don't know if you know what that is. It's where people see floating ships above the water.
Yeah, basically, that sounds like a Star Wars character.
It does, right?
Fatima Morgana.
I think that sounds like a venereal disease in the Star Wars.
No, I think that's what they jihadists called for.
I went to Mos Eisley and I got a case of Fatima Morgana.
Isn't that what happened to
Salman Rushdie? Yeah, he had a Fatima Morgana against him.
They're still coming after him, dude.
It's crazy, man. You wrote. What was that book he wrote that was so good?
The Satanic Verses.
Oh, that was a great book.
Yeah, I never read it.
So good that I forgot the name of it.
I think I've told you this. Did I tell you this on the pod? So his ex-wife.
Salman Rushdie?
Yeah, his ex-wife. She's in my improv class.
What?
At UCB.
Currently?
At UCB in New York.
Currently.
Like
comedy works and all.
Yeah.
What's her name? She was a judge on Indian Lady, Top Chef. Not Top Chef.
I have no idea.
God, what's her name? Padma Lakshmi.
Oh, cool. Oh, wait. That's Salman Rushdie's ex-wife?
Yeah. She was in my improv class.
Good for him.
And,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so we were waiting in line for a show, and she's like, hey, I got an extra ticket. Anyone want to watch with me? And everybody in my class was like, because she's a celebrity. Everyone was like, no. And I was like, I'll watch with you.
Yeah.
But then the entire show, she's one of those people that when she laughs, she looks at you. So she's like, and I was like, I can't deal with you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so gorgeous, and you're famous. But
George Costanza moment right there.
It was, I was like, God.
She's beautiful, Jerry. She's beautiful. But she looks me in the eye every time she laughs. I can't handle it.
I couldn't deal with it. I was so annoyed. She's like, ha, ha, ha. And I would just like purposely look away.
What do you guys think? Do you buy the reflection on the water thing? Now,
no,
I will say if you delve into the UFO message boards.
I'm going to pull up the article.
More and more people have enhanced it and said, I don't see this being a reflection of the water.
Yeah.
Also, if you look closely at the original, even just kind of blown up, there seems to be a tail.
Yeah, it's got like a little.
It's got something on the edge. Now, the description of this by the two gentlemen who saw it were that this thing moved vertically very fast. I think maybe the best reason why this doesn't make sense to me is that the MOD buried this story for basically 32 years.
Right.
They've since declassified the photos, but they have not declassified the names of the two witnesses.
Right.
Till 1976, 2076.
What about the pilots?
I feel like those. We don't know who that is.
We don't know who that is.
Because we being the U.S., didn't we like dump a bunch of Air Force video and like the pilots were like, yeah, it was weird as shit. I was there or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yes. I guess my point is that I don't see the Ministry of Defense taking great care to bury this story for decades and for four more decades if it was just the reflection on water.
Yeah, I agree. I wonder if what if they buried it because it was a threat.
Mm.
Well, that's a good clue as to like I think what's next. Let me also say that numerous people have said that the U.S. government and the British government have worked with these blimps, these sort of high speed blimps that this could possibly be. I looked
it's too
at,
angular.
I took I looked at pictures of every all the there's countless photos of them. I looked at photo after photo. I'm like, I don't. This does not. None of these look like. And it like accelerated too quickly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, to be a blimp.
Yeah, blimps are slow.
I mean, yeah. I think a high speed blimp means that it goes like 35 versus like 25 miles.
Every time I've seen a blimp, it just kind of looks like it's like not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't really move. It's just kind of like I'm just letting the wind.
It's like a manatee.
It's like when you turn a boat off in the water and the water's just like, we're just going to take you where you want to go. Like every time I see a blimp, it's like, you're just chilling up there.
Yeah. What the stupidest public transportation? Now through the miracle of blimp travel, we can get you there slower
than a
and
train.
More dangerously than before.
We promise the view will be good. All seven of you that can fit in here.
Yeah. Well, like, you know that scene in Indiana Jones where it's like,
knocks the Nazi out the window?
Did people, maybe that's just a fantasy of mine that, people actually traveled that way?
No, they did for a while.
Right, the Hindenburg.
Until the Hindenburg.
The ultra rich,
Right, how many people could fit on a blimp?
Probably 20 to 50.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
It wasn't a ton.
It wasn't a lot. So
it was very classy. It was a very classy it was like a really kind of transportation. It was a bougie.
Because you could die.
It's like a, it's like a gondola, but in the eel. Air.
Air gondola.
Yeah.
Also,
they had the long stick out the window.
Also, why didn't they have screens? Like, that guy, Indy, just threw that guy out the window. You tell me there's no screen?
Is that Raiders of the Lost Ark? I can't remember.
No, it's last one. It's Crusade.
Well,
Crusade, yeah.
The last one worth watching.
Yeah, the Crystal Skull is not.
God damn, that was a trash fire.
I like to fucking pound his head in with a Crystal Skull.
Well, they're coming out with a new one, so maybe they'll redeem it. No, I'm sure they
don't need to.
Harrison Ford's
just
gonna,
let him die.
What are they going to do? Just weekend at Bernie Harrison Ford?
No, I think his son's going to kill him on a bridge like he did in Star Wars. He's just going to die the same way in every movie.
Kylo Ren's going to be Raiders of the Lost. Raiders of the Found Ark.
Okay, well, there is another theory that proposed by the guy that wrote the article that we've referenced a couple times, but other people have said this even before he wrote that article, that they believe that what was seen was actually part of a top secret 1990s U.S. military program called Project Aurora.
Mm.
And the reason that Project Aurora is even known to us is because of a magazine named Aviation Week in Space Technology, which claimed in 1990, well, didn't claim, they showed that in 1985, an inadvertent budget allocation for $455 million for black aircraft production was accidentally included in a line item.
Okay.
And that
gave, that's weird. They would even.
Yeah, it was like, why would you? Yeah.
Yeah, whoops. Like,
Project Treadstone. Or like, what's Treadstone?
Yeah, what's this?
So the project funding eventually reached apparently $2.3 billion in 1987, according to documents obtained by Freedom of Information Act request. Now, I don't know how much money $2.3 billion was in 1987.
It's the same number.
$2.3 billion in 1987. I mean, they have
What's it worth today?
Oh, inflation-wise?
There's inflation calculators. I mean,
well, I could probably have done that research, but then that would be. But what would our guy in Scotland do?
He's in charge.
Run it through because let me crunch
the numbers real quick.
The U.S. budget right now, because I do know this: the U.S. military budget fiscal year 2023 is $775 billion, inching towards a trillion.
Year was 1990.
1987, but 90s fine.
1987.
$3 billion.
$2.3 God.
Any guesses?
How many fucking zeros?
I'd say $40 trillion.
No.
How many zeros? Is
I don't
billion?
Know. I don't make money, so I don't know what it is. A lot. I don't know how to.
I have to type it in.
Yeah.
Three more than a million.
It's three more than a million, which is what I got. That would be, $60 billion.
Oh, okay.
If we're exact, $59.9 billion.
Okay, a trillion's a lot more. Than
okay, so that's 8% of the current budget.
Okay,
so that maybe I do believe it then.
Yeah,
because initially I thought that's not a lot of money to build like you know,
but then you look at how much it costs to build the Airbus, and it's like billions.
Yeah, so I was like, that's
an Airbus.
Oh, it's the one that always crashed.
That when they had issues with you jizz in the sky.
Yeah, Airbus.
The Spruce Goose.
Airbus. That's like the main plane. The
giant plane.
Oh, it's just the Boeing 787.
Well, it's like Airbus makes it. It's like a different company. Airbus. Airbus doesn't make it. It's a big old
plane. Big giant plane. Like they had to like make new runways because it was so big.
Oh, damn! Did you guys ever get to fly on the Concorde?
No.
No, was there only one?
No, there's several.
They do.
I love their music.
Yeah.
They did it for a couple of years. It looked cool.
Yeah.
You like get to like England in like 2 hours.
It's crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. You didn't know about the Concorde?
It was like early 2000s. It was like early 2000s. It looked like a fighter jet, but
it was dope.
Did you fly on it?
No, I used to love planes. $4,000. My granddad was a pilot.
I was just getting a blimp travel in 2000.
Yeah, no, they're dope planes. It was basically like an SR-71.
Concorde, I'll see you guys in
The whole thing
48 hours.
It was like New York to London in like 2 hours or something.
That's like the thing that goes up in the new
stratosphere.
Yeah, that's the new method of travel.
Yeah,
I know there's a new
plane. They launch you
out
of the atmosphere. The Earth rotates, and then they just drop you back.
Hypersonic air travel.
That's fucking tight.
That's a legit thing.
They have hypersonic missiles that do this.
Yeah. Oh, there's missiles. Yeah, I didn't know there's people.
No, that's the new thing. They're gonna create this plane. It's Elon Musk's idea.
Yeah,
tight. So we're never gonna see it.
Gonna see it. But the idea is like you just go up, Earth rotates, you come back down. The Earth rotates at like 20,000 miles an hour, something incredible.
That's wild.
And
if you could jump and stay up long enough, you could travel so fast.
Has anyone done it yet?
That's what space travel basically is.
Yeah.
They have tested it. And
people
People have done it.
3 years have passed. Where have you been?
You come back, everybody's like 40 years older.
That's essentially the plot of the new Buzz Lightyear movie. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
Is it?
It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Also, the plot space travel of makes Rip you gay. Van Winkle.
Space travel makes you gay.
is that why everyone's so mad about that movie?
Oh man, dude! I honestly was high as shit, but I watched it and I didn't even notice a gay moment. It is a blip.
Yeah.
In that movie, but yeah, the whole thing is he's like they're stuck on a planet. He is doing some. He like leaves, goes around the planet and comes back, and it's like 4 years have passed.
Oh yeah,
and he's like, well, I got to figure out this formula, so I'm going to keep doing it. And he just does it a bunch of times. And then,
okay.
One time he goes too fast and 40 years pass.
Oh. And he's like, no, I'm attracted to
the
dudes. And he lands,
he's like, why can't I say the N-word anymore?
Like, yeah, he's like, this is not cool. Yeah.
This is a guy with like a toy, right?
Yeah, Disney's like,
it's
we got to.
Now, though.
They got to like, we got to make everything money. So it's not even related to.
Yeah.
It's a spinoff.
Just wait till the gritty Ewok reboot.
Yeah. It's like, it's it's a movie, and the only relation that it to Toy Story is the fact that it is the name Buzz Lightyear. Yeah.
It's not even an origin story.
Tim Allen's voice.
No, not even an origin story. It's a separate, it's like a multiverse story.
What the hell is going on at Disney?
Dude, I have no idea.
No idea.
Jesus. They're like, how can we fuck up every franchise possible?
Yeah.
When I grew up, it was about like deer that could talk.
Racist.
Yeah, like
mice.
Some like
racist mice.
Yeah, it was just some like stray dog just humping the neighborhood. It wasn't this fucking.
Yeah, Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, or Copper. What's that one? That was a sad
Fox and Hound.
Fox and Hound.
Dude,
so sad.
So sad.
God damn.
You thought that was sad?
Yeah, it's sad. How is it not sad?
Movie.
What about the Bambi? Is that Bambi?
Yeah, but
Bambi.
What you don't find out is what Bambi's mom did.
Bambi's
before
boring
the movie.
As shit, dude. That movie sucks.
They took her out for a reason. She was a spy.
Yeah.
You think Bambi sucks as bad as the Magicians? What is that one where like the guy's making fucking broomsticks.
Fantasia.
Oh, Fantasia. Boo.
Suck ass.
That movie's so boring.
Do mushrooms and revisit
it. It's cool if like that's what you want to do. But I remember like they played that for us in third grade or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, where are the fucking words? Yeah. There's no words in this movie.
What's the story?
You know what they played for me in third grade? Cypher in the Snow.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, here's the thing. It was made specifically by the Latter-day Saints to to teachers and faculty about like family structures, but people when they received it thought it was for kids, so they showed kids. This is the first 10 minutes of the movie. Kid gets on the bus to go to school riding in the snow, and he walks up to the bus driver. He's like, I gotta get off. And he's like, we're going to school. He's like, let me out, I gotta get off. Gets off the bus and he fucking dies in the snow. And the whole point of the story, they do interviews with everybody in the movie, the whole reason why he died is because he wasn't loved enough.
Boo.
And that's what they showed the kids.
Was the kid's name Cypher?
Oh, yeah.
It should have been,
It was a fucking spinoff from The Matrix.
Yeah. He had mad bars and they
ignorance
fucking
ignorance is bliss. Put me in the snow, Agent Smith.
Yeah, let me eat the steak.
Let me eat this pea snowball.
If you ever actually want to get trippy with some Disney, Take some drugs, but there's a scene in like Winnie the Pooh with like the pink elephants on parade.
Oh yeah.
Is that Winnie the Pooh? I thought it was Dumbo. Dumbo.
All those old Disney movies.
That's a trippy scene. That's like,
there's
elephants dripping into the thing and like their snouts because they're taking the honey.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I have a theory. That's why I thought it was because all those old Disney movies, like they include those in there. And I think they do that because the animators at the time were like, we are more talented than this, and we want to show
that we can do cool shit.
Yeah.
And so, like, because every Disney movie has some crazy trip scene where you're like, what does this do? What does this have to do with fucking Goldilocks?
Yeah.
Like, they also always wanted to let people know in, like, some subtle way that they were also into, like, little kids. Like, it was always, like, some little, like, just little hint, like, all good kids take off their clothes. And like,
okay, Mickey, whatever you say, weirdo.
Hey, don't be afraid. I know this is fun, but let's talk about this Aurora project because.
Let's do it.
Bill Sweetman, who's a veteran Black Project sort of watch guard.
Okay.
He has this quote. Does Aurora exist? Years of pursuit have led me to believe that, yes, Aurora is most likely an active development spurred on by recent advances that have allowed technology to catch up with the ambition that launched the program a generation ago.
Aurora is the project that was...
That many people believe what was captured there...
Was that, okay.
Because, for whatever reason, the U.S. has had a long-standing practice of testing advanced research aircraft in Scotland, like in the U.K.
Gotcha.
I don't know if that's because...
We really like testing shit in other people's countries. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, the United Kingdom and the U.S. have a long-standing alliance.
That's true.
And it, I don't know. I mean, is it related to the location on the Earth? Is it about the sparse nature of the population there?
Is it that no one believes Scottish people?
It's closer to the polar ice caps.
It's easier to keep things quiet there. I don't know, but it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, because you have to have places for planes to take off and land. So you can't do it in like Alaska.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't like
hate Alaska.
You can't do it in Antarctica. Well, we are, but that's a different episode. I mean, so it makes sense to me that you would do it somewhere like in the Scottish Highlands where there's very few people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if you they are, they're probably drunk.
Oh no, Scottish. We blew up some sheep.
Like, yeah.
I mean, so Bill Sweetman says it's true. The government has always denied it. I think what is interesting to me is two things and one is that if this is in fact a valid unidentified aerial phenomena, it seems very clear to me that it almost has to be reverse engineered.
Mm. Yeah, you would think so.
Right? Because
like if the Aurora project exists, we were making that off something that we found?
Well, if what Bill Sweetman says, and this is 2006, he says this, so we're talking about 16 years afterwards, he's saying it's an active project that's finally catching up with its ambitions, right? Meaning like, and it started in the late 80s. Like you don't go from like nothing to a diamond shaped object with no wings, no fuselage that flies without making any sound that can vertically ascend at speeds that were no other aircraft can. You don't just go from nothing to like a viable plane like that. You have to start with something.
Yeah.
And we don't know anything before this that remotely can do this.
So it seems like a cop out. Yeah.
Yeah. It just seems to me like you had to have something to start with, which to me thinks like you got a hold of one of these aircraft that we now know are real, that the Navy has admitted to. You got one. You were able to finally reverse engineer it. And in 1990, they were what we saw in that photograph. Mm-hmm. And then 15 years later, they've finally been able to sort of catch up.
Yeah.
Because of computers, because of GPS and all this. Whatever technology has advanced in the last, I mean, hell, energy, batteries, nuclear energy. You know, like there's so much that has happened since then that we might actually have finally created these crafts.
Also, it's so crazy to me that like, the way technology and computer science has evolved so quickly, it's like AI. We have AI, but I'm still using AAA batteries. What the fuck is that about?
Yeah,
why are we stuck having to use that shit?
Yeah, batteries haven't changed.
Yeah, I mean, I know they're working on, but that makes no sense.
The only thing
that's
changed is the fact that some are rechargeable.
Right.
They're not even that rechargeable.
No.
They're not even, the rechargeable ones are the worst.
Yeah.
Because they last like 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
What? They don't, they look the same though. Why are they rechargeable if they look the same?
Yeah, spruce them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's weird.
I mean, Duracell hasn't gone away from that copper top. I mean,
remember when they used to have a thing where you touch both ends of the battery, it would tell you how much charge was
in
there?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Oh, and it would like show up on the battery?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so rad.
Yeah, what happened? We're going back in time.
You know what we used to do when I was a kid to find out if you still had batteries, you would
lick it?
Lick it.
Well, those, yeah. Those are the 9 volts.
Yeah, I was talking about this on the podcast last time. And I was like, you're an idiot. I was like, dude, try it.
Yeah, I still do it. Because my smoke detector takes 9
volts. Yeah, they say you could put your batteries in the freezer and they would last longer.
That's true.
I don't know. Is that true? That's the thing. My mom does that. And that's like just an
I think it was true in like 64.
That's where I keep my vibrator.
Yeah.
It's always charged.
Yeah. Well, my point on all this is that I think that what we saw was a triangular or diamond shaped black ship without the typical things that we think of for flight, the wings, the stabilizing tail, a propulsion system. It flies through some form of anti-gravity, which when I say it like that, it just reminds me that there is an entire chapter of UFO lore about the black triangle UFOs.
Yeah, the TRB-3.
The TRB, yes, which are like these. Like one of the most commonly seen UFO objects recorded over time, and it goes back a long period of time, are these black triangular UFOs, which this to me starts to sound like, maybe they found one of those.
And that actually, that's the only UFO experience or whatever that I had. I was young. I don't remember, but I saw what I saw looked like two triangular black things, but how it moved across the sky is it swung back and forth.
Oh, yeah. That's what they say about these things. They have like a crazy movement to it.
So it looked like they were like connected at the point, but instead of just going like this, it swung up and down and moved across.
Interesting.
It's very cool.
Wild.
Did it ever become one again or was it always two?
It was always two. And there was no like bend. Like it wasn't like a flow. It was like straight line, two triangle or two diamond pieces moving up and down and across.
Where did you see this?
So you saw.
This was like Raleigh when I was like, I don't know, like 12 or 13.
Wow.
So you saw a couple kites that hit each other.
Probably, honestly.
We can check the MUFON records because you can go back and search by time and there may be someone else that saw it
really?
Submitted a report.
That's you should submit a report if you haven't.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing, man.
MUFON.org.
Because it does help pinpoint things.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So what time of day was it?
It was daytime.
Okay.
Windy?
I don't remember that much, if I'm being totally honest.
Was it a bow tie that someone threw in front of you? And you're like,
no, it was you could tell that it was like very far away.
Okay.
Like it was way up in the sky.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
I know that I was at a running race sometime in the early 2000s, and someone had brought this gigantic balloon arch.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids, they unhooked it from the ground and they're holding on to the arch and jumping up in the air and it would carry them like 30 feet off.
That's pretty tight.
It was tight.
I mean, that's like every kid's dream is to like fill up enough balloons that you can float.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then, you know, some kid did it who was a little too light, so he couldn't come down. And so people were like, just drop, we'll catch you. And he just let go of this thing. And I was watching it carry off into the sky, and I was like, that's a UFO.
Yeah, like there's so many videos that people are like, oh, this is a UFO, and it's like, no, it's a balloon.
Yeah,
it's a string of balloons.
I mean, it was a massive, I mean, it was probably like 1,000.
So this Calvine incident was just one big balloon.
Yeah,
yes,
shaped like a UFO.
From a 5K in Scotland in 1990.
5K.
Check out, speaking of the black triangle UFOs, look at the Belgian Wave. Just Google Belgian Wave and look at the UFO for that. It was over several weeks that people kept seeing the same craft.
Yeah.
And there's great photos that someone took.
Man, I love hearing what other people spend their time researching because, like, this is cool stuff. I spent 3 hours last night, like, reading up on Dragon Ball Z.
That's cool.
I got back into it. Not enough to, like, watch it because I don't have time for that. But then I'm like, oh, I'll spend 3 hours on, like, Dragon Ball Wiki.
Yeah. Did you ever come into Gadzooks at Crabtree Mall and buy a silk Dragon Ball Z shirt? Because I probably worked there.
I was never like fully into like
Jesus.
Yeah.
I did go into Gadzooks, but I was never like that. Even as a teen, I was like, I can tell this is pretty nerdy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're closeted.
Yeah, I was a closeted, but Dragon Ball Z was the only anime that I got into. I never took past anything else other than that.
Not any of like the more racy, like I'm gonna fuck you with some tentacles.
I tried like Gundam for a little bit, but like even that, I was like, that is too
much. Wait, like Jar Jar?
No, like Gundam. That's Gungan. Gundam Wing was like those big robot.
Yeah,
things.
Gundam is dope, and they look Robotech is dope.
Gundam's I had all the action figures because they were so fucking cool, but I tried to watch it, and I was like, I don't care about
this. Yeah.
What do you guys think of this this incident? Do you think it's and let me just say that when I say UFO, I don't mean necessarily a.
Oh, we don't say UFO anymore. We say UAP.
That's right. You're right. You know it.
Get it right, you old bastard.
Yeah, Jesus.
Well, at the time, it was called a UFO. That's what I mean. Right, which is a terrible reason.
I can't even talk about UFOs anymore.
They were called this, so I would keep doing it.
I can call the UFO gay. I was born earlier.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I think, do you think it's a valid UAP? And I don't mean alien necessarily. I just mean like an aircraft. Do you think it was a blip of some kind in terms of the photography, or do you think it's, and do you buy this idea that the U.S. government has maintained a secret black ops, you know, aircraft program? Mm-hmm. That's the most believable thing, by
sure,
the way.
Yeah.
Even though the MOD did go before Parliament and deny that there was a project known as Aurora, and they also deny they had any knowledge of it, which of course they're going to say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, of course, they're not going to go in front of Parliament, in front of some guy wearing a wig in 2000 yeah. and be like...
That's pretty funny. That.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like, I'm not... Yeah, like, I'm not telling you anything. Yeah. So...
It's a dichotomy. It's great.
given everything else that we've released, even in the last few years about UFOs and UAPs and all that shit, like, of course this is believable. I think the fact that they're... still trying like that. I know that like the photo they released the photo, but they're still being like a little, you know, close to the chest on everything else.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like it's even more real.
Yeah.
Because I think half the reason I think all the stuff that we have declassified that we've been like, hey, public, look at these aliens, still believe in Christ though. Like,
right. Right. Yeah, yeah.
I think the fact that we haven't like declassified whatever this is because I think it was an actual threat. I think all the stuff that they haven't told us about is because it's threats to humanity or civilization, and they're like, well, if people find about this, it's going to be mass pandemonium.
Right. Yeah, maybe not is threat it, from like a violent source, but maybe threat to our structural society.
I think if tomorrow the BBC dropped and it was like this fucking, I don't know, or what, the Daily Mail, whoever
the Daily Mail.
Yeah. They're like, hey, that photo was an alien race. We didn't
5K.
Yeah, alien race 5K. They should do. They got to have that somewhere, right? The alien. It's just called the alien race. Everyone's races in like alien guard.
Yeah, and they get a medal.
Yeah. If they came out tomorrow and were like, "Hey, we, you know, this thing that happened in Scotland in 1990, it was a threat to humanity. That's why we took so long to release it. But we have the weaponry now to fight it. Also, heads up, they're coming back. I think people would lose their shit.
Oh yeah.
No, but. Lose their shit how? Like, I mean, are you going to work tomorrow?
I think society would collapse. I think people would stop going to work. I think all the crazy gun people would start arming themselves even more. I think like small.
But seems like for how long though? I mean, like,
you just have to say guns don't work against them, and then you say that first.
You could say that though, but I think people would still be like, no, I got special bullets. Like, these bullets are coated in pig's blood.
Yeah, I had them blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, do I think that, like, a novel pathogen virus came through a couple years ago and it completely shut down the world for 6 months to a year? So
I don't believe it.
Down the world, but it wasn't like an actual threat, you know, because like people were like,
sure,
oh, what
seemed like it for a
I mean, it killed like a bunch of people, but it was an invisible virus, you know,
right? You can easily deny an invisible virus,
but that seems to me exactly what aliens would be. Some people would even argue that a virus is in fact an alien species.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it could be something they sent down. Maybe they sent it down to weaken us. You know,
I mean,
the only thing that can beat these aliens are old and fat people.
Yeah,
like, that's what the coronavirus was to weaken us.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm just saying that, like, I think that, like, yeah, if they say it tomorrow, maybe you take a day off work and you're kind of like, well, what do we do?
I mean, I think it depends on the level of threat. You know, like if they're like, these guys are showing up tomorrow.
Yeah, well, okay, that's different to me.
But if they're like, they're going to show up eventually, I think, yeah, there'd be like a few days where everyone's like, okay, mm-hmm. should we get ready? And then things would slowly go back to normal.
I mean, if they say, listen, these people are coming, these people, these things, aliens are coming, and they're here to take over.
I'm like, good, I don't want to work. Yeah. Do my job.
Yeah, like, are they socialists? Because I could really use some health care.
Like, yeah. Then that's one thing. But if they say, yeah, they are here, they've been here, we've known about it for some time, and they are, we're going to be seeing more of them because they've made it known that they're going to cohabitate this planet with us. In that regard, I'm a little more like, yeah, okay, well, if they've been here for a while.
I got to say, it will be fun to see Joe Biden try to handle that.
Yeah.
The aliens are... They're here. They've been with us. They're in our beds. They're in my bed right now.
I bet you they like chocolate chip ice cream.
I slept with an alien.
Get some ice cream. That's Jill, what I say.
Jill, where is she?
That's probably the best Biden impression I've heard in a while.
You sound exhausted.
I wonder if that's what the files that Trump had were. And more on that in our next episode.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that'd be funny if the files were how to fuck the aliens.
Yeah.
I always, and this is, so I just assume that everybody that is believing the craziness of that side, they have to be aliens. I'm like, these people, they have a different, they've crossbred, there's different DNA.
It comes out that they're like, everyone in QAnon, it's actually an alien race called Kanan, and they have been living here for a while. Yep. We're actually helping them because they are dimwits. They crashed here. They were drunk as hell. They showed up just high as shit.
This is probably for the next episode, but I'll say it now. My theory on all of this is that people are always like, why is evolution not still happening? And I'm like, no, it is.
It is.
You're not evolving, and I am.
Right.
People also don't realize how long it takes for like evolution to...
Right, no, but it's taken a few thousand years for a group of people that are like, we don't believe anything except in sky fairies. And everyone else is like, I have evolved into a higher being, a more intelligent, critically thinking person. And
our brains are evolving.
Right. So it's going to be when we look back 100,000 years, it's going to be like monkeys, primates, Homo sapiens, and then like
idiots.
they've evolved beyond us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really highly advanced primate.
Yeah.
Like, not that different from his close cousin, the chimpanzee and orangutan. This human, right, lives in the wild in the deep regions of the Appalachians.
He consumes 3,000 calories in just one meal.
And 3,000 hours called, of Fox News.
It's called a Big Mac.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening is evolution. That's another theory for another show.
Okay.
Yeah. But as far as this thing, this diamond shaped
object, real.
Yeah, for sure.
You think it's a real thing? These guys captured a real
for sure. And here's the thing. Here's what makes me think that people that you said they were chefs.
Yeah,
chefs most of the time don't make a ton of money. If they wanted to, they could easily capitalize on this and say, I took a photo of this. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. They did not do that. Because clearly it was so big that they were told to shut up.
That's probably true. What do you think of the theory that these two chefs had a little more going on in the homophobic 1990s? And instead of when they got caught.
You're saying we're not gay for each other. We're going to make up aliens to hide that? Is that what you're saying?
Someone caught them fucking in the bushes?
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Nah, we weren't.
What's in the sky? Quick.
No, we were here looking at this fucking thing in the sky, man.
I wasn't sulking my friend. I was in his ass because we were preparing for the aliens.
Yeah, that's right.
You know how they like to probe in the ass? So I said, hey, Teddy, those aliens are up in the sky. Why don't I just go ahead and get in your ass right now? Prep you for the aliens. And then we got caught.
Yeah, and he wasn't even gay. I just had to do it to save our lives.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I'm not gay. I was getting my friend's ass ready for the aliens.
Yeah, duh.
I mean, it was a homophobic time.
It was.
Especially in Northern Scotland.
For sure.
Fact check that Scottish researcher. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's Ireland, but it's like, I think Ireland's like extremely progressive, but like they're not like, they're not as grandstandy about it.
Oh yeah.
They're progressive in like a labor way though.
But they had like two female presidents, like long before that was even a thing of ours, abortion care and like gay rights were a thing.
That's
like,
what
like,
I really? Want.
Okay. Yeah. Like decades before anyone else.
I want progressivism that's not grandstanding.
Just like, just do it.
Just do it and stop fucking talking about
it. Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
Just do it. Just stop. Do you think
the alcohol contributed to that? They're just like, what if a woman's present? I don't care. Whatever. Sure, I'm fucking.
You know,
that sounds great.
I don't know, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a stereotype, and I know it's wrong.
Yeah. Well.
Well, it's real. Clearly, it's real. It's a goddamn UFO flying.
If it's real, do you think that people need, when I say people, I mean the mass of people, mm-hmm. need to wrestle through this?
No, because someone's got to work. Someone's got to give me my Big Mac.
Yeah.
Don't think about it.
The wheels of capitalism stop for no one.
That's right. Go work for no money so I can get my Big Mac.
So, you know, but that's back to your point, Spencer. If at what point do we capture video? Now, again, this was 1990, so these photographs had to be developed.
Yeah.
There was some time. It's not like you can just like.
I will say the photo is not clear enough to the fact that people are still going to deny it. Because, like, even though, yes, it's a good photo, that recreation that you showed me was very good, but it's, like, it's still a, like, grainy film photo taken at night from 1990. Like, it's – there's still – and there's a lot – actually, because I went on a huge TikTok deep dive. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
Getting a little burpy. Went on a huge – it's the aliens. They're coming out of my chest. I went on a huge TikTok deep dive about people, like – uploading videos of like weird occurrences and like skinwalkers and stuff. It's honestly, don't do that because you'll never sleep.
And I
always do it at like 1 o'clock in the morning. So it's, you know, dumb on my part. But a lot of the theories, and I don't know if you guys have talked about this, but like, is that there are, whenever someone videotapes or captures something like a UFO or anything abnormal, that is giving off some kind of energy or force to make the thing grainy, which seems like a big cop out.
That's funny.
It seems so dumb, but there's a lot of people who hold to that thing. It's, I don't know, it seems like a like an excuse that the guy would be, oh no babe, sorry, just whenever I have sex with you I'm bad at it.
It's your vagina that puts off a force.
It's
your vaginal energy that's making me come so quickly.
I'm gonna try that theory.
No, that is a thing. I mean, but I also think people think that their phone cameras are better than they are.
Yeah,
like cameras on phones are not built for distance.
No, that's it.
They're fine, but like even like if I take a photo of your like Miller Lite can, if I zoom in on it, it's gonna not look great.
Yeah,
like,
it automatically changes.
Right,
the Bud Light.
But it just seems like at some point, I mean, maybe it has already happened and we haven't declassified the photos, but it's like we gotta drop some HD footage of aliens at some point, man.
Well, that is my point.
Yeah,
if it's not the 1990 photographs, it's going to happen.
I think so too.
Because now people can get the footage and they can put it out on Reddit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And before it could be taken down, it's going to proliferate, right? And like, I mean, that's what happens. Every time somebody posts something on Reddit, lots of people just download it immediately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Our last episode was about a UFO, and then like 2 days later, debunked.
Debunked.
Yeah.
So it's like, debunked-ish.
Yeah.
And we can post an extra piece about that. But yeah, it's there's so much out there that's kind of deludes the narrative.
I mean, the fact of the matter is that we unfortunately live in a society where anyone can come to any conclusion on any topic that they want to.
Yeah,
that's true.
So it's going to be hard to get this is my big thing that I talk about with God. It's like, let's just say God is the thing, unless he or they part the clouds and say, hello, I'm real, and then disappear, no one's going to believe, or like, at least I'm not going to, but like, I feel like in order for everyone to fully believe that aliens are real, they would have to land, get out, be like, what's up, we're here to see everyone's asshole. Those two chefs are like, I told you.
Do you know how many if that happened, how many people would think that was a government psyop?
Oh, 100%. I was going to follow up with, like, even if that happened, people would still be like, it's Obama, he's doing it again with his Muslim lies.
Just wants to look at assholes.
I told you the Democrats wanted to turn everyone gay.
People think that the Aurora Project might actually be the ones cultivating the the whole UFO lore just to hide their secret black op programs.
I mean, probably, yeah.
That's the most logical thing.
The CIA, I mean, we talked about this. The CIA has a film wing where they approve stories, and I'm sure a lot of what they approve to go out there is to, like, shift the narrative of what is actually happening.
Absolutely. Sure, or soft disclose something that really happened, but if you let a film tell it first, it really mutes the people that come later and say, this actually happened.
Yeah, yeah. Thanos really did snap half of us away.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you're lucky.
Or not, depending on if you view Earth as a hellscape or not.
Yes.
Is it paradise or hell?
Yeah. It's weird that Thanos killed half the people from every planet versus just taking out certain planets.
Yeah, why not just take out the bottom feeders?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, let's there's a planet of just spiders. Just take that out.
Just take it out.
I wonder, because there's a lot. I mean, there's a theory on that. Like, it's maybe those species, as bottom feeder, as bad as they are, were still providing some sort of balance to the universe. Maybe they were destroying another planet, or another planet was using their resources. So maybe there's.
I'm on Thanos' side. Always have been.
Dude, I totally agree. Here's the thing. Every fucking.
You fucking madman.
Every villain.
I'll stand by it.
Especially in today's movies, every villain in movies, I'm like, that guy has a good point. He's doing it in a wrong way.
Just wants to be loved.
Not that guy. But but Christian Bale's character, I can't remember what it is, Gore or whatever, in the new Thor movie.
He's so sad.
He's like, gods are assholes. They killed my child. I want to kill all of them. I'm like, I totally agree with you.
Right, yeah.
I'll fucking put on a cloak. Let's do it.
Thanos was most compelling in the second one when they go and he's destroyed the stones. I destroyed the stones. The work was done.
Yeah.
And he's just fucking making the soup.
He's just out there farming.
Making the fucking
magical berries out there in his Shangri-La planet.
Like, you know, everyone, when they saw him get decapitated, they're like, what the fuck? He was just a dude hanging out.
He was just chilling.
Just fucking in the garden, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Oh, listen, I will give my final thought. I think that one, if you're a casual listener to this pod, I really encourage you to look into this incident, because I just think that it's we've said many times on this program that we think that more is coming. And most people think this is the beginning of a major stage, years long, decade of the government slowly coming clean. And they've done a great job of sort of preparing people for it.
Yeah, soft disclosures work.
Totally agree.
In order to avoid what Spencer mentioned, which is sort of some kind of mass pandemonium where the market crashes and all this stuff, and they're just going to say, like, look, this stuff is here. We're not 100% sure what it is. It's not a threat to your daily life. We have recovered some of these crafts. We've recreated some of them. Mm. Like, they're not a threat.
They just watch you shower, but otherwise, they're totally harmless.
So, yeah. That's my final thought.
Yeah, so, I agree with that.
I think this is the tip of the iceberg, and we're about to see the iceberg, a lot of it, come to the surface.
Yeah. I'm stoked, man, because I think when aliens do show up, we're going to make some cool merchandise.
Fuck yeah.
Cool merch.
Everything's got to be merch.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I did give my final thought, but one last little addendum.
Okay.
I do find it interesting that all of this is driven by technology.
Yeah.
It goes back to our comment about people that are like, I got my guns. And it's like, your guns are going to do absolutely nothing. Right. Like, the only solution is to match technology. It's like that scene in Back to the Avengers where, like, what's his name with the patch on his eye?
Nick Fury?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, we are hopelessly outmatched, outgunned. Yeah. Right. Like, we have to advance technologically, which requires people to be smart. We have to believe in science, and we have to, like, continue to progress.
Yeah.
So that's my final thought.
Okay. This is my final thought. Hey, maybe we just need to extend a hand. Maybe it's not about guns or technology. Maybe we just got to be, hey, buddy, nice to meet you. Come to our planet. Take our resources. We're pieces of shit anyway.
Kill half of us.
Just don't touch my butt.
Kill half of us?
Yeah. Kill half of us. I don't fucking care. We're all pieces of shit.
What if they misread that, though, and they kill half of all of us?
Yeah.
Oh, and they cut us all in
and they touch all the butts.
Yeah. They touch all the butts.
Jeez.
There's a miscommunication. It's like a rival. What's the big circle mean? That's your asshole.
Yeah. It's all about assholes. That was the soft disclosure that the CIA came out. Yeah. Aliens exist and they want to fuck our asses hard.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
They don't care about anything else. They're really into butt stuff.
Yeah. Did I tell you that? I went to a rival with Ralphie May. It was like I opened for him years ago, and I'm sitting next to Ralphie May, and during the whole movie, it's like a lot of silence, and they're like trying to figure shit out. And all I can hear is Ralphie May going,
Just breathing heavy.
Just breathing. Oh, I was like, God. Oh, God, poor guy. So big. And then it was like a month later he died. I was like, God damn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like, it was rough.
He saw Ralphie May's last film with him.
Yeah, I may have.
It's funny actually. That he saw Arrival because he was departing.
I know, yeah. Rest in peace, Ralphie. You were a goat.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, do you have a final thought for us, Spencer?
I don't know, man. It just really, really seemed like... When I was a kid, I was like fascinated with the fall of the Roman Empire. I thought it was so cool how like something so big could crash. And it really,
morbid
really
ass kid.
Living it. Really seems like I just think it's cool that we get to live in it right now. It's like everything that comes out, every like new like government disclosure is like, oh, okay, so like it's happening soon.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
So I mean,
if it's going to happen, I'd like to see it before I die.
Me too, yeah.
I would too. You know, I mean, I think it would be the utmost tragedy, but maybe that gets us all into, if there is an afterlife, maybe if we die by aliens' hands.
Sure.
You know, God's like, I fucked up. I know I said there was only you guys, but there was this whole other Bible. But you know what? Hey, free pass into heaven. Only level one.
That's
okay,
right.
You guys get golf carts.
Yeah.
Can't give you the villa by the water, but I can get you guys into heaven.
Golf
no
carts.
Guns.
Don't. Yeah.
I ain't coming.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's cool. Before we bounce out of here, where could we said you host a Bop and Flop podcast, which is our
I've been on here before. You got, I think, one person on Patreon liked me, so thank you, whoever you are. My name's Spencer Blaine. If you didn't catch that, you can follow me. If you like me, you can follow me on social media at Spencer Spicy. I have a ton of dates coming up. Can I plug those? Is that okay?
Plug.
Is this going to come out next week?
This. Comes out Sunday.
So tomorrow.
Yeah. Is it Saturday? Oh, man.
I know, dude. I'm off, too. Fuck, let's see. Next weekend, I'll be in Philly catching Me Without You's final concert. So if anyone's going to be there, come say hey. I'll probably be the tallest person there.
That's their last concert?
Ever, dude.
Who?
Me Without You. I don't even know how to explain who they are. They're like,
sounds like the concert. You're going and I'm not.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's funny because now everyone's saying Us Without Them. But I've been listening to these guys since I was 12. They were started as like a punk thrash band, but they were in the same genre as all those screamo dudes, but they never were explicitly screamo, but they were on the same label, and they've changed their sound so much over the years. They're now just like this cool ethereal rock band, but their lyrics are great. Two of the band members are autistic, or like high functioning autistic, but like,
and this is where you want fans to come see you, is that
come see me at the autistic concert?
Yeah, perfect. They played a lot when I managed Hot Topic.
Yeah, dude, they're great. Yeah, they were huge. Like
Shane ruled them all for many years.
Gadzooks to Hot Topic.
And the Sunglass Hut.
Welcome to Spencer's Gifts. My name's Shane.
Hey, I never worked there.
He was one of the Brooks brothers.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, so I'll be there, and then after that, for like 3 weeks straight, I'll be at the Portland Maine Comedy Festival. Then I'll be at Omaha Comedy Fest. And then a couple weeks after that, I'll be in Durango, Colorado, the Four Corners Comedy Fest.
Look at you. You never this got into guy. Festivals, and now you're in all
now
of them.
Now I'm in all of them to the chagrin of my wife. Portland, Maine, Omaha, Nebraska, Durango,
yeah,
Colorado.
We got fans all over those places.
I know. You guys have way more fans than us. So
Check Spencer out. He'd be worth seeing, I promise.
Yeah, and I run a podcast with my best friend, Jordan Huggins, that is recorded in the very space, the studio that this podcast is recorded. You can check that out. It's a Bop or Flop podcast. Literally, you can just Google Bop or Flop. We're the first thing that pops up.
Yep. So, hell yeah.
Sounds awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. This has been Conspiracy Beer Me. I am Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith. And this was
Spencer Bland.
Peace.
I got a piss.
Me too. I think we all do.